After Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, so Yosef says, "Va'ata al tayot zvu va'al yicha beinechem ki mechartem asehena kila milchiyosh lachane elokim lefneichem." Don't be sad. Al yicha beinechem. Don't be agitated. But there's a difference between yicha af and yicha. Yicha af means anger. Yicha without the af means agitation. Val yicha beinechem. Don't be agitated. Ki mechartem osihena, that you sold me into slavery, that I ended up here in Mitzrayim. Ki lemechiyosh lachani elokim lefneichem. Skipping one pasuk, vayishlacheni elokim lefneichem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu dispatched me before you, losum lachem she'eres ba'aretz, to establish for you a means of survival in the land. The simple reading of the psukim would suggest that Yosef is attributing his entire odyssey to Hashgacha, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore telling the brothers that they have nothing to be concerned about, nothing to feel bad about. Al te'otzva yicha beinechem. What do you mean, al te'otzva yicha beinechem? You sell your brother into slavery? So the impression you have from these psukim is that Yosef HaTzadik is saying, no, you didn't have any bechir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pulling the strings, and this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, and that's why you don't have to be concerned, apparently, because you're absolved of responsibility. Yet, clearly, according to Chazal, that's not the right reading on the psukim, because right before Yosef said the al teyotzvu and vayishalchein elokim lefneichem, so Yosef says in his initial self-revelation, vayom Yosef al echav ani Yosef ha'od avichoy v'lo yochlu echav l'ano sasur ki nivhalo mipanov. Chazal say in the Gemara Chagiga that oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochacha, that here the brothers couldn't even respond to the tochacha of a boss of Adam. How much more so when a person's going to have to respond to the tochacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where's the tochacha? So the Beis Halevi famously explains that what seems like an innocent question of Ha'od Avichai is not that at all. Because at the end of Parshas Miketz, Yosef had asked the brothers about Yaakov Avinu, Hashalom Hashalom Avichem Hazokein Asher Amartem Ha'udenu Chai, and they had given him an update on Yaakov Avinu's status and health, and they haven't been back yet because they were arrested before they got back, so they don't know anything more than they told him last time. So the Ha'od Avichai is not an innocent question about Yaakov Avinu. I don't remember whether. So the Beis Halevi says no. Ha'od Avichai is Yosef's way of saying: is it possible that Yaakov Avinu is still alive after all the incredible, indescribable, unimaginable agnus nefesh that you subjected him to these past 22 years, thinking that I had been killed? I remember if the Beis HaLevi adds this or not, but L'chora, if he doesn't add it, he means it as well. So it's also very precise that he doesn't say Ha'od Avinu Chai. He says Ha'od Avi Chai. Right? Yosef HaTzadik doesn't say, is our father alive? I mean, he's talking to his brothers. So what do you mean, is my father alive? He's Yosef's father, not their father. You should say, Ha'od Avinu Chai. Is our father still alive? Now, Elamai, that fits exactly with the pshat that Chazal learned in the Pasuk, that it's not an innocent question. Yosef is saying, is my father alive? Meaning my father, he's my father in the sense of the Agmas Nefesh that he must have experienced over what you did to me. So clearly Yosef is rebuking them. So how do you sort of reconcile Yosef's rebuking them in one breath And then in the other breath, seemingly he's exonerating them by saying, L'michyo shlachan elukim, and v'yishlachen elukim lefneichem. So there's a very, very important yisod here as follows. One of the wonders of Hashgacha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu coordinates, this is how the Sfasemist learns Pshat in the Psukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu coordinates people's Bechira with what he wants to happen to people. Meaning what? On the one hand, anything we do out of our own free will. As subjects, as actors, so we're free agents. Whatever we do out of our Bechira. Whatever happens to us as objects, as being acted upon, only happens, the Svasama says, if it's Nigza min Hashamayim. How does that work? Let's say I want to punch you in the nose. Okay, that's a less threatening example on Zoom than it would be in person. So everyone can be grateful for the Zoom forum. Let's say I want to punch you in the nose. So then basically what this Fasemis is saying, to sort of just oversimplified to so we get a handle on it, is if it's nigza min hashamayim that person should be subjected to this pain and injury, so then I will be successful in carrying out my bechira. But if it's not, so then I'll miss. So that means that if I was successful, that was my bechira. It wasn't that the gezeira forced me to do it. But on the other hand, if I was successful, so then the object, the one acted upon, he sees it and experiences it as something which was nigzar min hashamayim. Okay, obviously there's a certain havana of hashgacha pratis which is reflected here, but that's how the Sfasemes, in one line, two lines, suggests pshat in the psukim. So it's a very, very big yisod, very, very big yisod. So that means that we're supposed to see things on two different levels. Again, as subjects, we see things as what we do, we have total and complete responsibility for, because we acted out of our own bechira. And there's no way to avoid or evade responsibility. Me'idach gisa, as objects, so then it should awaken within us the cheshbon nefesh of something providential that happened to us, not something which is just accidental. And that's how Yosef is telling them, he sees kinev halu miponav. He sees that they're afraid of him. So Yosef says, no. He says, Hagam, that you did something terrible for which I rebuked you, but I'm not going to take revenge. Because taking revenge would mean that I think you're the cause of what happened to me. I recognize that what happened to me was nigzar min hashamayim. So that makes the seeking revenge, it makes that nonsensical. So therefore, mitzidi, Yosef says, as the object, as the acted upon, it was all nigzar min hashamayim, which means that mitzidi, I have no inclination, no desire for revenge. So you have nothing to fear about. But mitzidchem, Yosef is saying, from your vantage point, so you acted as free agents. In general, you know, in there is a Yetzirah that, I don't know, some of us have, most of us have, all of us have, I don't know. Some of us definitely have the Yetzirah. There is a Yetzirah that we have to to sort of shift blame and thereby absolve ourselves of dealing with a situation. It can be in such a scenario as someone wrongs us. So we can see it as, you know, a product of just that person's maliciousness, of that person's insensitivity, in which case it's not mechayev anything from us. Right? If what I experienced at his hands is just a reflection on him, so it's not mechayev anything from me. Or another case with there's a Yetzirah, a strong Yetzirah, to sort of just shift responsibility. Sometimes some people have to deal with disadvantaged circumstances. I don't know what are the disadvantaged circumstances. It can be not having had the easiest upbringing, or the most secure or stable home to grow up in. It can be any one of a number of such challenges. And here too, there's the Yetzer Hara to sort of say, you know, I'm blameless in that. And because of that, you know, to sort of just play the role of a victim and sort of passively wait for things to be improved and to passively wait, as it were, for compensation. And I don't mean that this example is comparable to the other example in the sense of necessarily being designed to trigger cheshbon ha-nefesh, but it is like the other example in that that's never supposed to be our response. Our response is always supposed to be, okay, this is what I have to deal with. How do I deal with it? As opposed to, it's so-and-so's fault that I'm in this situation, and what can I possibly do about it? And to, again, sort of just retreat into that passivity. Oversimplifying again, there are sort of two options that are always available when we find ourselves in challenging circumstances. One option is that there's adequate reason to shift blame or feel sorry for ourselves and or think that I didn't make this mess. It's certainly not my responsibility to get out of the mess. And you can make a cogent argument for those positions. Alternately, a person can say, okay, so given that this is the situation, what's my avoda? What is this situation? What response does it call for me? Religiously, the response we're supposed to have is the second one. And not surprisingly, and maybe this gives us added chizuk, emotionally, the second one is much more rewarding as well. There's nothing, ultimately, in the short run, it seems satisfying, but there's nothing emotionally fulfilling about just sort of holding on to a grievance, holding on to shifting blame. Otherwise, one just sinks in it. So Yosef HaTzadik doesn't allow the fault which accrues to the brothers. He never allows it. He never engages in. He never sees it as a way of evading responsibility. You know. Chazal say back in Parshas Vayeshev after the mechira. So the pasuk says Vayehi ba'esahi Vayered Yehuda me'esachav. So what does Vayehi ba'esahi mean? At that time. What do you mean at that time? So the Torah is trying to place the events of Yehuda in a broader historical context. It would sort of like be saying, in the midst of the second, if I want to tell you a story about something that happened in 1942, and it's relevant to know that it was in the middle of the war, so I'll say, in the midst of the Second World War, and then that means with America and the Allies at war with all the Axis powers, etc. So Vayehi ba'esahi is placing something in a broader historical context. So what's the broader context? So Chazal say that Reuven was osuk b'sakov v'taniso al shabil bel yitzuyoviv, and that Yosef was osuk b'sakov v'taniso because he was a nimka, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also busy. He was busy being borei oro shel Mashiach. Fascinating medrash. He was creating the light of the Malach HaMashiach. But what was Yosef osuk b'sakov v'taniso because the brothers committed a terrible avera? So Yosef was osuk b'sakov v'taniso. No, so that's exactly it. Yosef says, no, I realize Yosef could have sat there, you know, sort of stewing in his anger at the brothers. Or he could say, what is this machaya for me? What is it machaya for me? He says, if this happened to me, so it's machaya of tshuva for me. So again, it's not always the point that it's tshuva that's required. Sometimes it is. But the point is always is to look at what response does this supposed to elicit from us, as opposed to just pointing a finger. It's not that the finger of blame sometimes is correct, or even the analysis of difficult and situation and disadvantages is correct. But where does that get a person in life? It doesn't get a person anywhere. A person assumes responsibility of what is this situation call for me? If it's tshuva, then it's tshuva. Sometimes it's not tshuva. Sometimes it's, again, just his gabrus. That's the limud. Okay, so Bli Neder Mitzvah Hashem, we'll reconvene around 12:45 for a little bit more in Avos. Have a very good and productive morning, Avos. Everyone should be well, be safe, Mitzvah Hashem.